afternoon tea, with all the trimmings. It's got to be one of my favourite things. It began with a pleasant chat, a stroll around the garden, and then on to the patio for a feast of flavours and delights for the eye and the palate. Fingers of cucumber sandwiches. Yes, real cucumber sandwiches with white bread and the crust cut off. Egg and cress on whole wheat bread. Cherry tomatoes to go with it. A dainty plate, a dainty knife to cut our sandwiches into tasty morsels. And this was followed by jam and scones. Sticky bread, thick with butter. Fairy cakes and homemade sponge and cream and strawberry cake on a real cake stand, no less. Ooh, yummy. The tea was delicious in a cup and saucer. Now, I love cups and saucers. The sound is so satisfying, the china so thin and delicate, and the conversation, like tea, to be enjoyed slowly and each tale and anecdote to be savoured. Afternoon tea is different wherever you are in the world, and it's interesting to see how differently people handle it. American afternoon tea, for instance, is invariably coffee and pizza. The best Aussie afternoon tea was brewed on a campfire in the outback with a bicky to dunk in the smoky, flavoursome brew. The French, well, that will be delivering an aperitif with a plate of oysters. The Russians find a glass of vodka and a plate of blinis liberally covered in caviar. And talking of caviar, I had a really great afternoon dish in Finland because they love their rye bread. Thickly spread with cream cheese, caviar and tea. Oh, a delicious afternoon dish. But one of the most memorable and probably one of the most expensive afternoon teas happened at the Danieli Hotel in Venice. Now, this is renowned as one of the most expensive in the world. And we went there while filming Spaghetti Maletti for Wackaday. It's on the Grand Canal, and I'd ended up in the canal after falling from my gondola dressed as a gondoliere. It was very funny. The crowd loved it. The locals looked on in horror. They thought I was about to catch some dreadful disease and expire. So to cheer ourselves up, we stopped off in the Danieli for some refreshment, and it arrived at our leather chairs in the piano bar on a silver platter, and we listened as the pianist played Wackaday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to wackaday. Oh, I believe in Wackaday. You can imagine us singing this, can't you? It's quite a costly place, this piano bar, so admittedly we only actually ordered 3 coffees. But the bill still came to £20 each. Thank God for expenses.